Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Elswitch.
And this is the Video Game Music Podcast, where we play our favorite video game music from the 8-bit and 16-bit era. Mm-hmm. And just wanted to mention, I guess there was the Secret of Mana episode, our last episode. Wait, that was our last episode, or was it two episodes ago?
Two
episodes ago, right, of course.
Definitely,
yeah.
Two.
Yeah, there was, I said Never instead of Never. The Never is a typo. It's not Never, it's just Never. If anybody knows or cares what I'm talking about, it's just Never, okay?
FYI, the Legacy Music Hour takes great pride in correcting errors and also our track listings.
Yes.
We put a lot of effort and time into those, and, you know, sometimes I think you even name those tracks because they don't even have names.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Right, so I thought that was just kind of cool. If you've never been to our site and you're just listening to us from iTunes, check us out. It's a great resource for all of your legacy video games.
It's a good like database of composers and knowing which composers did what, because, yeah, we do put a lot of time into that.
You want to learn about what composers did and the certain names of certain songs for Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo, or TurboGrafx 16.
So also this game Cat Trap from the puzzle episode.
Cat Trap.
You mentioned that the composer was Masanao Asakawa,
right?
But that was wrong. It's actually Mitoshi Asakawa. Just wanted to correct that. I also wanted to call attention to something that happened on that episode. You played a track called Atropos from Columns, and that was the second time that you had actually played that track on our first puzzle episode, episode 17. So we ended up cutting that portion out of the podcast just to make it so that we weren't playing the same thing again.
Well, you know, Brent, it's just bound to happen on a show like this where we've just got a million selections
to draw from.
Yeah, occasionally you're gonna cross over and do one.
So
two times.
Yeah, I mean, with the infinite amount of music out there, you're bound to like play the same track twice.
Right.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I mean, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
So, I said that sarcastically. I don't know if you were, but.
Right. Well, yeah, no, okay. I'm 100% serious.
Okay, good. That's like the yin and yang right there.
Yes.
I also just want to mention that I really like that I'm seeing a lot of new names in the comments section on the website, and that's neat. I think that's cool. That I feel like there's more people listening, or maybe more people actively listening and commenting. And so, thank you to all the new commenters. And also,
welcome.
Also on the Nerdist site, someone commented that the reason I thought this was kind of a neat point, that I was talking about the water stage critical from Tetris Attack,
sure.
You know, from the puzzle episode, and how it sounded like Jaco Pastorius or sounded like Weather Report. And this one commenter said that he said that's because it sounds like they sampled a fretless bass. And that's what gave it that kind of Jaco Pastorius sound.
Interesting.
So anyway, I thought that was that was kind of neat that they, I mean, aside from sampling slap bass in that game, they also sample a fretless bass.
Right.
You know, I guess it's a kind of a nuanced choice. All right. So let's go to today's topic. Let's mention our sponsor first.
Absolutely, Destiny Games is our sponsor. They are located at 42134 Ford Road in Canton, Michigan. Please give them a call, 734-404-5548, or visit them at destiny-games.com for all of your gaming needs, modern and 8-bit and 16-bit related.
So today's topic is kind of ties into to mentioning the sponsor in a way. But
it was our destiny.
Yeah. So it's product placement is our topic today. So basically, this is all games that either have product placement in the game, or the game itself is a branded game that is sort of, I mean, I guess in the context of a library of games, it's sort of product placement within a library of games,
right,
so to speak, you know, if that makes sense. So we didn't, I guess toys could be considered product placement, right? Games based on toys.
Okay.
But it's just, we're going to make that a separate episode because it seemed...
Right.
It just seemed...
Micro Machines, Barbie.
Barbie, you know, Transformers.
Ken's Adventure.
Shanti. Remember Shanti?
No.
She was the... she was the urban version of Barbie.
Oh,
but made by Mattel, though, as well.
Toe Jam and Earl and Shanti.
Yeah. So, anyway, so well, toys we're going to leave out of it. These are mainly, I think there's mainly going to be like food products from, no, not entirely actually, but, anyway, so, product placement is the thing. And, I guess I'm going to start it off with, you know, I guess one of the first, obvious times there's product placement in a game. It's not one of the first. There's actually Atari games that had product placement, you know, like billboards. I guess billboards count as product placement, right? Billboards
sure.
You know, signs and stuff. But Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game for Nintendo. There's a whole Pizza Hut campaign that was involved with this game. And so, yeah, that's what we're going to hear. The product is Pizza Hut. The game is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game. This is music composed by Miki Higashino and Mutsuhiko Izumi. And those are the original arcade composers, because this song was actually adapted from the arcade version. And Y. Mano and Kozo Nakamura adapted this to the Nintendo. The track we're going to hear is Technodrome Scene 7. And again, this is for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Music from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is Technodrome from composers Miki Higashino and Mitsuhiko Izumi.
That beginning almost had me fooled. I thought it was going to go into its Heroes in a Half Shell.
Right.
Like
well,
that.
It's quoting that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Quoting that little phrase, yeah.
So is it that little phrase?
From the but I mean, the song, I mean, this is mainly an original piece. But they're just quoting that little piece of it. Little part of it.
Turn this up.
Oh, there it is right there. I like this part a lot, though.
Right here.
But I like the part coming up, too. I want to hear this one part one more time. It's coming up right here. Listen for the drums. The drums are programmed in a neat way on this. Right here. Listen. Right there, that lick right there with the drums. It was just kind of a cool, funky kind of lick, you know, that happened there.
Okay, the next song is being brought to you by our friends at, I guess, Cheetos. Wait, who makes Cheetos?
I don't know, Frito-Lay or something?
Frito-Lay.
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, not a lot of people know that there was a time when Frito-Lay was making video games. And they would put Mega Drive cartridges into every bag of Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
And that
you
gave
think
you
I didn't know?
A very good crunch, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is, this is of course a lie. But my next track is coming from Chester Cheetah, Too Cool, Too Fool.
Yes.
And the track I will be playing comes to us from Composer... Unknown.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, I actually you're going to play something from the Genesis version.
Right.
I have something picked out from the Super Nintendo version. I'll be playing that later on this episode, though.
Well, I mean, that's good. I like to start off with the good stuff first.
Sure.
And then we'll just, you know, we'll let the listeners down easy with whatever you got from SNES.
Yeah. Well, that's why I saved it for the last.
To the Exit from the game Too Cool to Fool, the Chester Cheetah game.
And this is, I think this is from the company Coneco, right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, they did the Super Nintendo version. I'm sure they probably did the same. It's actually the same music. It's just different instrumentation, obviously. So Coneco is the company.
To the Exit. To the Exit from the game Chester Cheetah, Too Cool to Fool. You're saying the SNES version is faster.
Yeah, it's a little faster. And I'm not saying it's better. It's just different. It sounds different.
I like this. Is just a very, it's a relaxing, chill. It's Chill Zone. Chester Chill Zone.
I don't think this is quite Chill Zone music.
Turn it up. Let's chill. Come on. Want to chill with me? Come on. Here we go. Isn't this nice?
Okay. I mean, it's. I don't know. I think it's like refrigerated. It's like refrigerated, but it's. I wouldn't say it's like straight Chill Zone.
Refrigerated.
You know what I mean? Chill Zone is a whole different factor, like the chill factor. You know, someone was talking about we should do an episode of comparing, you know, Genesis games that came out for both systems and or that had the same soundtracks too, Genesis versus the Super Nintendo versions. Mm-hmm. But I feel like most of the games that came out for both consoles were generally bad games, or you know, games that the music isn't really great in the first place. You know,
okay.
I mean, I'm not saying this isn't a great piece. I mean, but I'm also not saying it's a great piece. Also,
right.
I mean, what I'm saying is, I'm not saying this is a bad piece. I'm not saying it's like a great piece either. But
you have no stance on this, and that's fine.
I have a stance. I think it's fine. I think it's good, actually. I think it's good. I think it's good. I'm just saying that in general, a lot of the soundtracks for those games that came out for both systems were not a ton of fun to draw from. I think.
Okay.
You know? And so my point is that, like, aside from Street Fighter II, it's, I don't know, to do a whole episode on comparing Genesis and Super Nintendo soundtracks, or, you know, how similar or different they are or whatever, it would just, I don't know, the music wouldn't be a great show anyway.
Well, regardless of whether it's good or bad, I mean, the Genesis would win hands down anyway, so it's a moot point.
Sure.
To the Exit. And by the way, you eat enough Cheetos, something inside you is looking for an exit, you know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. This is the Genesis. I don't know, whatever
that
means.
Sneak that one in there.
What? Well, no, I guess because you were talking about eating Genesis games earlier, so, you know, you eat those Genesis games, and then you're going to have to come out, you know, the other end.
Right.
And they're even better than they were when they went in. I don't know. I don't know what that means. I don't know what it means, but I'll tell you what I do know is that my next track is probably my favorite track of the episode.
Oh, wow.
We're only at the beginning of the episode, but this is going to be the best track of the whole show.
Well, let us have it.
It's from McDonald's Treasure Land Adventure for the Sega Genesis. And there's actually two products represented in this game.
Yes.
Obviously McDonald's, right? But yeah. I don't know if you looked at gameplay footage of this game or have played this game, but Virgin Airlines is represented in this game as well.
I did not know that.
Because the game was made by Virgin, or either Virgin published it, or they obviously must have published it. And so there's a plane that goes by in the beginning of the title screen that says Virgin on it. And so Virgin published it, but who developed it, though, was the company Treasure, okay? And I originally found out about this game, not because I was, you know, trying to look for games for this episode, but because I was just looking up Treasure games, because Treasure games, as we've learned in the past, basically have a great sound staff, mm-hmm. and they just churn out really excellent soundtracks. And so, you know, I just look at all the Treasure games and find good stuff from that. That's how I originally found out about McDonald's Treasure Land Adventure. So this is the Treasure staff, and more specifically, this is Katsuhiko Suzuki and Satoshi Murata. And the track we're going to hear is Stage 4, Magical Moon, Part 1. This is the Part 2 is actually just a sped-up version, and it was hard for me to decide if I like the sped-up version or this slower version, but I'm going to go with the slower version, which is Part 1. But yeah, this is a really good track, I mean, which would be expected from Treasure, you know? So here it is, from McDonald's Treasure Land Adventure for the Sega Genesis. Music from McDonald's Treasure Land Adventure for the Sega Genesis. Music by Katsuhiko Suzuki, otherwise known as Not So Squared Suzuki, and Satoshi Murata. And this is Stage 4, Magical Moon, Part 1. And just, you know, very typical of Treasure, you know, Treasure games. The sound, you can just hear it has that Treasure sound, which is basically just really excellent craftsmanship, you know? And just really good use of the FM synth, and just really good layers of voices, and just, I don't know, this is a good track, really good track.
I'm loving it.
By the way, for frame of reference, Treasure made, you know, Gunstar Heroes. They made Yu Yu Hakusho, which had a great song that we played on the fighting episode, and they made Alien Soldier. I love this part right here. Got an 80s sound to it, kind of, you know. I love the FM sound. It's so good, you know, the FM synth sound is so good. Anyway, yeah, so they made those games, and they're good. I mean, basically anytime a Treasure track is played on a show, that's probably going to be stealing the show.
The best
basically.
Track of tracks,
I think, you know, usually. I mean, because Treasure just has it going on. They're the best. They're so good. good track. That's my favorite track of the episode. Not even having heard the rest of your selections.
Right, right. But why don't you just cool it for a second?
Why don't I start listening to that other track of yours and go into the chill zone, you mean?
Exactly.
You mean the refrigerated zone?
If you want to say that's the best, go ahead, have it your way. let's see here. Yo, Noid. Mm-hmm. Is where I'm going next.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, of course, the...
I got a track from this also. Yeah.
Domino's pizza game.
Yeah.
Domino's. It's in the pizza.
I get it.
I didn't have a composer for this one. Did you have one? Did you get
it? No, but I think it was developed by Capcom. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a Capcom composer.
Right.
But, I didn't get it. No, I don't have it.
Well, I got a track here for you. And if you're eating a slice of pizza... I think this accompanies it very well from the game Yo Noid. Music from the game Yo Noid, and that is for the NES. And stage 11 is when you do battle with the Little Caesars boss for the supremacy of the pizza universe, I believe. Mm-hmm. That's what I believe.
Hey, if it was between Domino's and Little Caesar, I'd definitely be rooting for the Caesar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're more of a fan of Little Caesars?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Little Caesars.
As far as like big chain pizza kind of places, commercial pizza places, I'm a fan of Little Caesar more than all of them.
Little Caesars versus Chuck E. Cheese rat.
Well, I still would choose the pizza from Little Caesars.
Little Caesars versus the Round Table.
Wait, are you saying like the mascots for
no,
these places?
Pizza.
The pizza. Yeah, Little Caesars.
Little Caesars versus Pizza Hut.
Little Caesars.
Pizza the Hut.
Little Caesars.
So that, as far as chains go, that's the cream of the crop.
I think so, personally.
The champagne of chain pizzas.
That's what I... Yeah, but I mean, I don't think it's the best pizza. Pizza's my favorite food, by the way.
Oh, really?
And I... But, you know, the kind of... The best pizza places are not chains, you know? I mean, I'm saying commercial chains. Of the commercial chains...
Right.
Little Caesars, is the best.
That's what I say. The quality, the ingredients, the taste?
I actually think Domino's is the worst, actually.
Okay, but they had this whole fresh thing.
Well, they were trying to redo their formula, right? But I don't know. I haven't tried the new style.
Is Uno's chain?
Numero Uno?
Uno Pizza? Uno Pizzeria?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Numero Uno? Talking about Numero?
I think it's called Uno.
There's like some local chains, you know?
But a big chain, I mean, there's like Pizza Hut, Round Table, Domino. Wasn't there a fat guy that was a spokesperson for Round Table?
No. Maybe there was a knight?
I don't remember. Okay, well, that's interesting to know. Little Caesars. Now I know what to get you for your birthday.
What do you pick? What's your favorite commercial sort of...
Commercial chain? Whatever's open.
Okay.
Whatever's open.
I mean, let's not forget there's like places like Papa John's and stuff like that, you know?
Right.
I'm still going with Little Caesar.
I forgot about Papa John's.
Yeah. I'm going to play something from Biker Mice from Mars.
Okay. You turned me on to this soundtrack.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's very, you know, it's hard rock kind of, you know, heavier rock kind of soundtrack for the most part. And so I thought that you would like this, you know? So this is from the European version only, okay?
Okay.
Because only the European version had Snickers all over the game.
Right.
There's Snickers bars, there's Snickers posters, and it's only in the European version for the Super Nintendo. This music is by Hideto Inoue, who otherwise known as Kuroppi Inoue, that's how he's credited, and Nobuyuki Akena. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to play the shop music or the staff roll music. And I should say that a lot of the soundtrack is not really my style, you know? Mm-hmm. But I thought when I heard it, I thought, oh, Rob would really like the soundtrack. Did you like the soundtrack?
The staff roll was...
Oh, you liked the staff...
I was actually going to save that for another episode.
Oh, you were, okay.
But if you're going to play it now, hey.
No, I'll play my chop one. If you're going to play it for another episode.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what do you mean by another episode? Not till the next Valentine's episode,
right?
But that's going to be a long time from now. So
you want to just hit people with it right now?
Well, I'll hit them with the shop music if you play that sooner than the Valentine's episode.
As in this year.
Yeah, or whatever. Well, this year, it's still kind of somewhat early.
Still kind of. You know, just hit him with the staff roll.
Let's hit him with the staff
roll.
Hit him with the staff roll.
It's a jam.
I don't know if I should go shop. Okay, fine. Staff roll.
I think it's the better selection.
Do you know what I'm talking about on shop?
Yeah, I know.
You know,
I listened to the whole soundtrack.
Right.
Did you like
the soundtrack?
Yeah, I do. I've got a selection from that.
Wait. Why don't you hit him with the staff roll then?
Okay.
I'll hit him with shop.
Okay.
Even though, like, both of these tracks aren't really representative of the majority of the soundtrack, which is more like rock,
right?
Heavy, kind of heavier rock. But
okay,
you hit him with staff roll. I'm gonna hit him with shop.
Got it.
Okay,
roger that.
I don't know. Because I was thinking I'm just gonna go shop on this. All right, Biker Mice from Mars. This is shop music. From Biker Mice from Mars, and this is shop music. This is music by Hideto Inoue and Nobuyuki Akena, and I mean, this is a rock track, but I feel like the other tracks on here are way more, they're heavier, you know,
right,
than this one. Yeah, I almost switched, by the way. I almost was about to play staff roll instead of playing shop, and then I was just gonna come on mic and be like, I ended up playing staff roll because I was just like, might as well do it. But then you were like, no, it's
too good to hold on to until next Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It would be a crime. Okay. I am going with FIFA Soccer 95.
Mm-hmm.
That is a track for the Sega Genesis and the Mega Drive. And it comes to us from composer Jeff Van Dyke, friend to the show.
Yeah, if you you know, aren't familiar with our backlog of episodes, check out episode 21 if you want to learn more about Jeff Van Dyke. We did an interview with him and a focus on his music. He's a Canadian composer and now lives in Australia.
Correct. And the product placement in FIFA Soccer 95, if you were not aware, is Panasonic. The slogan was, just view it. It wasn't just me. I was just combining them, but that would have been a good one.
Right.
And if any advertising company steals that, please, I want royalties. Just view it. And the music we will be hearing from today is Main Menu Music 1 from the game FIFA Soccer 95. We'll be right back. Main Menu Music 1 from the game FIFA Soccer 95 for the Sega Genesis by composer Jeff Van Dyke. And again,
check out that episode 21, because not only is it a, you know, sort of focus on his music and on him with the interview with him, but we also really he really breaks down you know, the hardware, the sound hardware to the Genesis.
Yeah,
and I found that really informative. Yeah,
I like this. I like the heavy guitar riffs, the drum. It's very it's got a FIFA Soccer feel to it, because it sounds just like the original FIFA Soccer. It's got that same style,
which he did as well.
Absolutely. I believe this was his last FIFA Soccer game.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And because this was towards the end of the Genesis life cycle, this is from what I read on his website, jeffvandyke.com, they were really pushing the Genesis to its limits.
Oh really? Yeah.
So they're getting as much as they could out of it.
Right. Well, yeah. There was ways that they were figuring out to sample. I mean, Jeff Van Dyke used a lot of samples, and there's a very crude sampler in the Genesis, and they were able to figure out ways of fitting in more sampled sound in there with the limited space. Might as well ride this out to the end here, because. It ends, you know.
Hey, get to the last.
Kind of talked over the ending.
Get to the last drop.
Okay, so I'm going to play something from another McDonald's game.
Okay.
MC Kids for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Okay.
This is from composer Charles Deenan, and we're going to hear Level Music 2, and here it is, MC Kids. MC Kids, music by Charles Deenan, and this is Level Music 2. I made a mistake earlier in the show. I said that the product placement in that McDonald's Treasureland adventure was that had Virgin Airlines. It was actually for this game, actually.
Oh.
So MC Kids for the Nintendo has, you know, it's McDonald's, obviously, but also Virgin Airlines. Virgin made this game.
Okay.
And, yeah, I mean, Virgin has nothing to do with McDonald's Treasure Land Adventure. That was just a treasure game, and that's that. But yeah, Virgin made this game, and that's why Virgin Airlines is in MC Kids. So just please take note.
I like this track a lot. It reminds me of the Commodore 64.
Yeah, it's got, you know, it's very Western sounding. It's using the arpeggio effect, but it's kind of a you know, mix. I feel like this. It's a bit more melodic than a lot of Commodore 64 stuff. Well, I don't know. It's a lot. What I mean is, it's more compact than a lot of Commodore 64 stuff. But it uses that arpeggio effect, which is very kind of Commodore 64-y. It's obviously very Western, and it is a Western composer and a Western-made game. Yeah,
it's good.
I really like the amp up. You know, like before the little amp up part right here. It's coming up right here. Thank you. They're also doing another thing here where they're actually using the triangle wave to create a percussive sound with their actually, if you look at that retro game audio site, Bucky, who was our guest on our show, he talks about that on one of his videos.
It's a good track. It's good. McDonald's Treasureland Adventure. Mm-hmm. I will be playing a track from this Genesis game. That features McDonald's. Okay? The McDonald's logo. And the track I will be playing is called See You. So, see you. See You from the game McDonald's Treasureland Adventure by composers Satoshi Murata and Nozao Suzuki.
It's not so squared Suzuki, and then but that's an alias for Katsuhiko Suzuki.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Set that one more time.
Yes.
This sounds like ending music.
Yeah.
And I believe this is when you have killed the Burger King, and you've won the heart of the Wendy's princess, and you will now ride off into the Burger Kingdom.
And you may now kiss the bride.
Right. And your sidekick, Carl Jr., will be your best man. See how that works?
Did you say he was caught? Carl Jr.?
No, Carl Jr.
You got Carl Jr., yeah.
Carl Jr. is your best man. He's your sidekick throughout the whole game. In case you didn't know that.
Yeah, I knew that.
I'm loving it.
It's like, food, folks, and fun. So, next up, I want to play something from a Japanese-only release for the Super Famicom. This is called Motoko-chan no Wonder Kitchen. And the product in this game is, there's a company called Ajinomoto in Japan. And I guess they have various products in this game, but a lot of Ajinomoto mayonnaise. Mayonnaise.
Okay.
So that's the product placement in this, is Ajinomoto mayonnaise. Mayonnaise.
Interesting.
Mayonnaise. I don't know how you say mayonnaise. I mean, I don't know how you say mayonnaise.
Mayo.
I say mayonnaise. I usually say mayonnaise, but then sometimes I say mayonnaise.
Yeah, spread some mayo on that for me. Mm-hmm. That's how I say it.
So anyway, this is unknown composer. It's by Nintendo, though. Developed by Nintendo, I think, from what I was able to gather, is developed by Nintendo. And this is called Grand Finale Part 1. This is, again, from Motoko-chan no Wonder Kitchen for the Super Famicom. And again, the product is Ajinomoto mayonnaise. Thank you. This is music from Motoko-chan No Wonder Kitchen, Grand Finale, Part 1.
It's nice. Still lingering in my head.
No, I know. I was just waiting for you to talk before I totally faded it out.
I am going to go with Global Gladiators.
Uh-huh.
And that's the Mick and Mack title.
Yeah.
We heard from that in the funny episode.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is our third McDonald's game for this episode.
That's the theme.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I already said I'm loving it, so I'm trying to think of something else.
Food, Folks, and Fun.
Oh, Food, Folks, and Fun. Weinbach.
It's a Mac tonight.
Weinbach F and tunes. I will be playing Dance Tune. And this is a track from composer Tommy Tallarico. Dance Tune, which, hey, I'll dance to that. It's got a very 90s feel to it. CNC Music Factory. I like that. The voice is the very beginning. Can we,
sure, you want to hit that again?
Yes.
I'm loving it. No, I'm not.
You know,
it sounded like that's what that amp thing was just now. Like, it amps up. I'm loving it. Isn't that how they do it?
I don't know.
Actually, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. What's that? Yeah. Yeah. A record scratch.
Are you ready? Yeah. Are you ready? Yeah.
There's a lot of orchestra hits on this one as well.
Right. There it is again.
You know what's missing from this one?
What?
You gotta listen to the funny episode.
Yeah, that's an inside. That was a callback. Well, Rob, dong. You really did it this time.
Oh, what did I do?
Nothing. I don't know.
Oh, was that a slogan?
Yeah.
You really did
McDonald's.
This time?
You really did it this time.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm going to play a track from Yo Noid for the Nintendo.
Oh, I played one of those too.
I know it.
Hey, we're taking care of business.
Dominoes. Shoot them down like dominoes. You play one track. I'm going to play a track just like dominoes.
Oh, right.
Domino reaction or something. Again, a composer is unknown, but I think this was developed by Capcom. This is Stage 5. We'll be right back. is music from Yo Noid for the Nintendo Entertainment System. And this is Stage 5.
Nice.
And this track seems to have four different movements or something, you know? Starting with this one, which is kind of sounds kind of underwatery, sort of, you know? And then it has this sort of, this is an Asiatic kind of part to it right here, you know? And then this next part is sort of just like a dancey, kind of a dancey part or something like that. And then this part sort of almost classical right here, you know? You know? So those are the four movements to Yo Noid.
The four movements.
To the Yo Noid suite. You know, the Noid, interesting character, right? Interesting mascot. What is he, you know?
He reminded me a lot of Boogerman.
Uh-huh.
Remember Boogerman?
Yeah,
video game?
A little bit, maybe. Yeah, a little bit.
Looked exactly like him. Just dirty.
It's just weird, though. It's a man, though, is a crazy thing. It's a man's face or something, right?
Well, it was a midget. He looked like a little dwarf or some kind of fat fairy.
He's not fat.
Yes, he was.
The Noid is not fat.
He wasn't buff.
He's not fat.
Yes, he was. He had a little pot belly.
No, didn't
he? He had a little pot belly.
No, he didn't. Look, pull it up. He was skinny. He's skinny, I think. He's not, you know, he's weird. He looks weird, though. What is he? Is he an elf or something? See, he's skinny, right? He's small. He's a small guy. Well, anyway.
Oh, actually, he does look like he's been lifting weights a little
bit. Yeah, he is kind of strong. He's a strong boy. He's like a weird rabbit man, is what he is. You know, he's got long ears and he's buck, you know, kind of a buck tooth situation.
But yeah,
he's like
weird.
A weird man that's a half rabbit type of thing. I guess that's what you call a Noid.
Bizarre.
Yeah, it's a weird character for sure.
Well, in this one, I mean, look at that. He looks kind of, look at his arms look cut, but he's got a little round belly.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Look, you eat Domino's, you're not getting cut. I'm telling you that right now. Zool, Ninja from the Nth Dimension,
mm-hmm.
is a title we've heard from before.
Yes, sir.
And it features Chupa Chups.
Yeah.
Chupa Chups or Chupa Chups?
Chupa Chups.
Chupa Chups, which I've never had in my life.
I've had some Chupa Chups for sure.
Okay, well, this the lollipop is all over this game, and the logo's in this game.
Well, I think it's only mainly in this one level.
It's in the title
candy,
screen.
Candy level. Oh, is it in the title screen too?
Yeah. Which maybe is just showing you the candies. Yeah. Candyland. But we've already heard from this game.
Yeah.
But I'll be playing the title theme.
Okay.
From the game Zool, Planet from the Nth Dimension.
Composer Patrick Phelan. We'll be right back.
title theme music to the game Zool Planet from the Nth Dimension.
Ninja of the Nth Dimension.
Ninja. Did I say planet?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what I'm thinking.
And I said that the composer is Patrick Phelan. I think he originally composed it for Super Nintendo, and I think Matt Furness adapted his music to the Genesis, I think.
See. Okay.
I think is what happened.
Chupa Chups candy. It sounds like somebody got a little excited.
Yeah, excited about Chupa Chups. Yes. I'm going to play a track from Chester Cheetah, Too Cool to Fool, mm-hmm. for the Super Nintendo. Again, the product here is Cheetos, and unknown composer, but the company is Kaneko. And I don't know, I was going to maybe play The Cool Adventures End, which is, I guess, the ending music, and I actually rented this game when I was younger.
Right.
And I was, what drew me to it was the colorful graphics and the sort of cartoon-like appearance of the game.
Yes.
You know? But I can't remember if I thought the game was good or not when I rented it. But so the ending Birdhouses. I was thinking about doing Birdhouses. I think I'm going to do Birdhouses from this game. It's a kind of a weird track. It's like, it's almost kind of bad in a way, but I kind of end up liking it though, or something. There's something about it that I do find interesting and that makes me want to listen to it. I don't know. It's definitely, I'm strangely drawn to this track, Birdhouses from Chester Cheetah, Too Cool to Fool for the Super Nintendo. Chester Cheetah, Too Cool to Fool for the Super Nintendo. This is Birdhouses from the Kaneko Sound Team. Like I said, it's kind of, I don't know, there's something about it that I do kind of want to listen to, and it's kind of a weird track. And
right.
I think the track is, there's different sections to the track, and they kind of, they repeat certain sections unnecessarily. I think the track could have benefited from, sort of almost like cutting those sections in half, sort of thing.
Less is more.
Yeah, but I do really like this one part coming up. It's in a few phrases here, but so it's coming up right after this section. After this section is my favorite part of the piece. Right here, this part. Like the bass. I like this part too, actually. At the same time, there's something that sounds kind of low budget about this track, though, too, you know? But I don't know. But I think it's good. I think it's good. I don't know. It's a weird track.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Biker Mice from Mars is the final track I will be playing.
Yeah.
Staff roll. Composers Kuropi Inoue and Nobuyuki Akina.
And that's his Kuropi's that's an alias for Hideto Inoue. Yeah.
And this is my favorite track of the episode.
Oh yeah, okay.
By far. Staff roll. Here you go. Roll from the game Biker Mice from Mars.
It's good. It's a good track. So I mean, I was about to play this track. I mean, I was.
You turned me on to the soundtrack.
Yeah. But it's funny because this is not the reason why I turned you on to it, though, you know? But I guess I turned you on in a different way. After you listened to this track, right?
It's melting in my mouth.
Yeah, it's got that.
Not in my hand.
Not in your hand. This is. Wait, say that again.
It's melting in my mouth.
Not in my hand. Does that sort of make sense?
Oh, we need to turn up the music.
Oh, okay. This has got a nice bass into it, you know? Smooth, kind of sexy bass. I mean, this is probably a better track than the shop track, for sure.
What was our melt in my mouth? All right, let's talk it up. Here we go.
Oh yeah.
Melts in my mouth.
Not in my hand.
That was a little early.
No. That's like this. Ready? Watch this. Ready? It's like this. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the moment you've all been waiting for. And here's your host, Rob F. Switch.
Oh. Trying to do the melt.
Okay.
That was a great intro, though.
Yeah, I mean, it was more of a... Yeah, sorry. No, it's a good track. It's a sexy track.
So sexy.
Sexy track, definitely. Yeah. All right, so that's the end of our episode, almost. For a full track listing, check out LegacyMusicHour.com. This has been our focus on product placement in games or branded games, and do that. You can contact us at LegacyMusicHour@gmail.com
or call us 281-Sonic91. We got a text message from across the pond, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that one?
Oh, the England one.
Yes.
Oh yeah. That's cool. Yeah, get some listeners in England.
To all our listeners in England, top of the morning. And please send our regards to the Queen.
I mean, you know, top of the morning is an Irish thing, right?
Right.
You were doing that. You were just teasing, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to all our English listeners, you know, bonjour.
Good day, mates.
Bitte schön. Good day, mates. And, spasiba.
Spasiba.
Yeah.
Okay.
And hola.
And mushy.
Mushy. And bonsai. Kawasaki and Panasonic to our Sony. And anyway, all right. So what else? What are we doing here? Next week, we're going to do either, we'll do that toys episode maybe.
Or pro wrestling.
Or we'll do, we will be doing a pro wrestling eventually.
We should do it sometime this
decade.
Season.
Like this, when I say decade, I mean
right.
Season.
Right.
Or it's Capcom. We're going to do a Capcom focus. Mm-hmm. I don't know. One of those. Okay. It's not going to be pro wrestling. It's going to be Capcom or toys.
Or pro wrestling.
Okay.
Right.
And so we're going to leave with this track from the California Raisins, The Grape Escape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is an unreleased game. It got canceled. But the product here is Raisins. Okay. And it's, you know, obviously, but it's based on, you know, the clay animated singing Raisin things. And anyway, so whatever. So Raisins is the product, and it was unreleased, but the music is by Scott Etherton.
Okay.
And the California Raisins, The Grape Escape, we're going to hear Maize. Well, do you know a word named M-A-I-Z-E?
Maize.
Maize.
It's corn.
Yeah. Is it?
Yes.
What do you mean? How so?
In Spanish.
Oh, really? Is that true?
Yes. And I think it comes
from
the Native
American. Well, wouldn't it be like
maize?
Maize. Really?
Yeah. And it comes from the Native American word, indigenous word.
Okay. Corn. Maize. Maize?
Mm-hmm.
Maize. Okay. And that's it. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F.
Thank you for listening.